The U.S. Senate has voted 65-32 to ban a controversial abortion procedure. The House of Representatives is expected to follow suit, and President Bush says he will sign it into law. A ban on so-called partial birth abortion has been a priority for President Bush and Republicans who control Congress. Mr. Bush immediately praised the vote as an important step toward building a culture of life in America. The legislation would ban doctors from performing what it calls an overt act to kill a partially delivered fetus. It would apply to cases in which the entire head of the fetus is outside the mother, or in the case of breach of delivery, any part of the fetal trunk past the navel is outside the mother's body. The bill includes an exemption in cases where the procedure is necessary to save the life of the mother. Republican Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania has been a leading supporter of the measure.
It's nice to see that the United States Senate, when it sees evil, will do something to stop evil.
Opponents say the bill is unconstitutional. Senator Ted Kennedy is a Massachusetts Democrat.
The proponents of this bill distort the law and the position of our side with inflammatory rhetoric while advocating a bill that will not stop one single abortion.
The Congress has been debating the issue since 1995. It twice passed a ban, but President Clinton vetoed it each time. Congress was poised to pass the bill again in 2000, but stopped short after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Nebraska law that was similar to the proposed congressional ban. Supporters of the congressional measure say it addresses objections raised by the high court. Opponents disagree and say they will challenge it in court. Deborah TVA News, Capitol Hill.